Thank you. Hello to all of our radio audience, all of our gospel radio broadcast listeners. It is once again that the Church of Christ of the United States of America comes to you over the internet and over the telephone airways to declare the gospel of Christ for salvation. Tonight's a special night. We have dedicated tonight, Thursday, to be the opportunity to invite everyone who would like to have a question or have a comment about our radio broadcast and what we teach. We want you to question what we teach. We want you to question us and have us to prove it by book, chapter, and verse. That way you can go and read it in your own Bible, study it for yourself, and learn what the will of the Lord is for yourself. Learn it from God's word, not the word of the preacher, not the suggestion of the preacher, but by the commandment will of God. That's why we are on this broadcast tonight. We want to answer some Bible questions. We want to answer some questions of moral turpitude and that kind of thing. This is not a political forum tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to be talking about the presidential election. We're not going to be talking about the economy. We're not interested in questions like that, okay? We're not going to try to explain or talk about tragic murder and so forth and so on. What we want to do is to discuss the immoralities of life and the spiritual degradation of the soul based on what is written in the Word of God. And so we often, we very earnestly plead with all of you who are listening, ask us your Bible question. Ask us your question. If you want to know something about marriage and remarriage and divorce and remarriage and all that, we can answer those questions by the Bible. If you want to ask a question about whether homosexuals can be saved as homosexuals and so forth and so on, does God have special love for homosexuals, that he going to save them in their sin? We can answer those questions by the Bible. Ask those questions. Is same-sex marriage ordained of God? We can answer that question by the Bible. Is homosexual marriage ordained of God? We can answer that by the Bible. Is common law marriage acceptable unto God? We can answer that by the Bible. Whatever your question might be, can we steal in the name of the Lord? You know, my kids is hungry, so I had to go steal some food because I ain't have no money. Is that acceptable and excusable in the sight of God? The Bible will answer that question for you. We're talking about living a life in Christ that calls for sacrifice. It calls for dedication and devotion. It calls for a trust, a deep and abiding trust in the salvation and the goodwill of God. God will reward our goodness and our kindnesses of life, but God will reward, most of all, our faithfulness in the Spirit to him. It's called eternal life and all the joys that go with it, happiness, love, peace, rejoicing, praising, and enjoying the pleasure of God in his presence all around the throne. For eternity, for eternal life, living in the eternal day. Because eternity does not have day and night. There is no night there. It's only day because it's all light. God is the eternal light of the city called heaven. There is no night there. Night, that's in hell, because there's nothing but darkness and pain and suffering and agony and horror. That's all you find in hell. But most of you, because you don't listen to God, are going to go to hell. You're going to die in your sins, because you will not repent and come to God. We're here tonight to encourage you come to Jesus. Turn around, make a 180-degree turn. Turn around and come toward Jesus Christ. Jesus says, whosoever will, let him come. Let him take of the water of life, that is, take of the eternal life that I give freely. But what did he say, the water of life? Well, we have to come by obedience to God in water baptism. See, unless you are baptized into Christ, you're not a child of God. You got to be baptized into Christ. And it's water baptism by faith. You got to believe in the power of God to transform your life, to raise your dead soul, your dead spirit from eternal damnation to eternal life, to cut away the cancer of sin out of your spiritual life. Remove that cancer. Cut it out. Remove that sin. Toss it away. Throw it into the sea of forgetfulness, where it will never come up or rise up to confront us ever again. And then just live faithful and righteous. But wait a minute, brother. What about sin? If you sin in Christ, you have a advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ, the sacrifice for your sins, is advocating on your behalf. All you got to do is bow down on your knees with bowed head and humble heart and repent and apologize to God and ask. You can only do that if you are baptized into the church of Christ, the spiritual body of Christ, the family of Christ. You are a citizen of the kingdom of Christ. You can only do that if you're baptized into the church of Christ. If you're not baptized into the church of Christ, it won't work, because you're not a member of the spiritual family of God. You're not a Christian. You are not saved. You still are in your sins, and God does not hear a sinner's prayer. God don't hear a sinner's prayer. But if any man be a worshiper of him and do his will, him he heareth. Brother Johnson, I worship God. Are you doing his will? I do. I obey the Ten Commandments. No. Are you doing the Lord's will? It's not the Ten Commandments. It's not the circumcision of the flesh under Moses. It is the circumcision of the heart under Christ. Your heart cannot be circumcised except you are baptized in water baptism into Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, 39. Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. You got to be baptized into Jesus Christ. You have to be baptized into the spiritual body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 and 27. Unless you've done that, you can't ask God for forgiveness and receive forgiveness as a result of your prayer. You got to be in Christ. You can't earn your way to heaven. You are saved for eternal life by the powerful grace of salvation, the blood of Jesus Christ, which runs in the veins of your spiritual man to keep you alive for eternal life. Oh, yes. The spiritual man has a body. He has a head. He has a body. You the head, and you have a body. That body is to serve God in every spiritual way possible. That head is to obey Christ and every commandment. That's what it's all about. Unless you are willing to start by being baptized in water baptism for the removal of your sins, you cannot and you are not in the body of Christ. Oh, yeah, we got a bunch of denominational folks, Catholics and Baptists and Methodists and Church of God in Christ. And holiness and all that, claiming that I'm a member of the body of Christ. You're not a member of the body of Christ if you have not been baptized in water baptism according to a faith in the gospel of Christ. And if you are, you know you are a member of the church of Christ and no other. You're not a member of a holiness church. You're not a member of a Baptist church. You're not a member of a Methodist or a Lutheran. You are a member of the Church of Christ, the church that wears his name because it's his spiritual wife. Romans chapter 7, verse number 4. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 23 through 26. Huh? The Church of Christ, the body of Christ, is a wife of Christ. Christ has only one wife, one body, and one church. They're all the same. Yes, sir. If you're in one, you're in the other. If you're in the Church of Christ, you're in the body of Christ. If you're in the body of Christ, you are a member of the bride. You are the wife. Wife wear a husband name, not some other man's name. She don't wear John the Baptist name and no other Baptist name. She don't wear Pope Boniface III and no other Catholic name. She don't wear the Methodist name. No, she don't wear that. She don't wear any other name other than Christ, because she is the wife of Christ. She is the Church of Christ. She is the spiritual body of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this gospel we preach, it can stand investigation. We can prove the truth because the scriptures, the word of God, is the truth. Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. The word of God is written. We don't have to guess about it. We don't have to suppose anything. It's all written, and it's written plainly. You can't make a mistake unless you want to, and are making mistakes and teaching those lies to a gullible and an uninformed people. We're here to inform you, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to inform you about the truth, because only truth can set you free from the condemnation of your sins. Only truth can cause you to obey Christ and get your sins washed away and cleansed by his cleansing blood. Only truth, when we obey it, can save us for eternal life in Christ. That's what we're here for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're all about tonight. Now, I told you, tonight is a special night. Tonight, we welcome all Bible questions. But how are we going to ask our question, Brother Williams, since you're doing all the talking? Well, let me give you a secret. When you get ready to ask your Bible question, all you got to do is push the number one on your telephone keypad. You must be on the telephone call. You must be speaking English. We don't have an interpreter on this phone call. Or you must have your interpreter to ask the question. Okay? But you got to speak English. You push number one on your telephone keypad. Our moderator, the faithful Brother Brian Brown, will cue you into the live broadcast where you can ask your question live on the air to Brother Williams. And when he gets your message, he's going to tell Brother Williams, Brother Williams, we have a person who has a question or a comment. And you know when he does that, Brother Williams going to shut up. He's going to close his mouth, and we're going to listen to what you have to say. And when you finish, we'll address what you say, either confirm it by the word of truth or correct it by the word of truth. If it's a question, we'll answer it by the word of truth. We're going to give you book, chapter, and verse. We're not going to just talk to you. We're going to give you the scriptures so you can read it for yourself. Fair enough. We promise. That's all we're going to do. We're not going to give you our opinion about anything. We're going to tell you what God said. Okay? And you can, if we can understand what it says in English, and you understand English, you can understand it too. There's no problem with it. If you got an interpreter who understands English, he can interpret it properly to you. Okay? All right. God bless you now. I'm waiting for those who want to call in. Who want to speak on the air tonight. Who want to ask a question. Push number one. You can do it right now. You don't have to wait for me to stop talking or anything. Push right now. And Brother Brown will cue you in this call, and we'll get your question and answer it. Or we'll get your comment. God bless you tonight. We're looking for souls that care about the welfare of their souls. We're looking for souls that want to be saved. We're looking for souls who want to be sure to obey the truth so that they might be saved for eternal life. We're looking for those who care about whether they go to heaven or hell. Some people don't care. They say, well, I'll just go on to hell. If I got to do all that, I might as well go on to hell. I don't care. There are people who say that to Brother Williams. Oh, yeah. Yeah, people have the nerve to say, I don't care. I'll just go on to hell. But if you don't feel that way and you want to go to heaven, you ask your question tonight. You get your the Lord tonight. You do what God says today. Huh? Don't let no more time pass before you seek the way to answer God in truth. And that way, that means you got to seek out the body of believers, the Church of Christ, in your community, in your neighborhood, in your city, in your town, in your country, in your village, huh? Wherever you are in the world, the Church of Christ is everywhere. You've got to look for it. It's there. All nations. There are over 1,500 languages who are listening to a broadcast tonight, and the Church of Christ is in your community, and the Word of God is being taught in your language. Go and find out. And when you do, go forward. Give your preacher your hand and give God your heart of repentance and faith and be baptized in water for the removal of your sins and become a spiritual member of the spiritual body of Christ, the spiritual church of Christ, the spiritual bride of Christ, the spiritual kingdom of Christ. Enjoy the spiritual salvation that can only be found in Christ. That's your privilege tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sitting here and I'm waiting for your call, waiting for your response, waiting for your question. I'm going to pause for a minute and allow those who have a question to gather themselves and then push the button, push number one, and let's ask your question tonight. All right? God bless you. We're going to wait a couple of minutes, and then we'll be right back at you. All right, radio audience. Are there any questions ready for Brother Williams right now? Anybody got a question? Anybody got a comment, a statement to make? Anybody got a point that they want to debate tonight? All right. We're looking for those who desire to know the truth. I've told you enough truth already tonight. Enough truth that if you will pay attention and listen, it will save your soul. All you got to do is believe it and follow it. Jesus commanded baptism for salvation. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. He said to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody. Whosoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Whosoever believeth not shall be damned. If you don't believe the gospel, you're already condemned for hell, for eternal damnation. Believe the gospel, ladies and gentlemen, and be saved. That's what we're trying to plead with you tonight to do. God bless you. Any questions? Anybody got a question? Anybody got a comment? Anybody want to talk to the preacher? Huh? Somebody talk to me. Somebody say something to me. Somebody give me something. Help the preacher out tonight. Help me be able to serve and minister to you. Huh? That's what we're here for. We're here to minister the gospel of salvation. All right. Push number one on your telephone keypad. And come on in. All right. Looks like we don't have anybody tonight. That means that we must be telling something that is truth, something that is right, because everyone by the response appears to believe and accept the truth that we teach. And we appreciate that because that's all we want to do. We just want to tell the truth. We're going to tell the truth and shame the devil. Oh, yeah, we're going to shame the devil. We're going to put that joker on the run. He can't stand the truth. Oh, no, Satan and his ministers, they can't stand the truth. They don't want to have nothing to do with us because we speak truth. Yeah,
They'll put us down. They'll talk about us, but they won't face us. They won't confront us. I tell you what, if your minister and you don't agree with what we teach, why don't you get your minister to get on the radio broadcast with us and challenge and debate and prove to us that we're liars? Do that for us. We would appreciate and would love the opportunity to discuss and to argue the scriptures in a civil and a godly way. Huh? We're just anxious for that. So get your minister to get on. We're not going to get mad. Ain't nobody going to get mad. All we're going to do is tell the truth. Now, the devil going to get mad. I'll take that back. The devil going to get mad, but ain't nobody else going to get mad. Your preacher ain't going to get mad, and this preacher ain't going to get mad. The devil going to get mad because the truth going to come out. It's going to come out, ladies and gentlemen. You need to know the truth. You don't want to go to hell and say, get up before God, talking about, well, God, I didn't know any better. That won't help you. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse. That's not even an excuse in man's law. Well, I didn't see the stop sign. Well, that don't mean nothing. You still ran it, and you get a ticket. Yeah, that's what they do. You know it, and I do too. Well, it was an accident. I didn't mean to run into the back of his car. You did. Now you got a ticket, and your insurance got to pay for his car. Yep. Yeah, we understand it's an accident. You got to pay for that. Well, if man has enough sense to regulate society and issue and stipulate and enforce law, what do you think about God? You think God not going to enforce his law? God going to excuse you from obeying the law. But if he do that, if he do it with one, he got to do it with everybody. He got to go all the way back to the beginning, starting with Cain. He got to forgive everybody and let him come to heaven. Ain't nobody can go to hell. But God forgiving people at the judgment, he could forgive them at the judgment door. When we all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, he's forgiving everybody. Nobody has to worry about going to hell. Satan is just tricked. Satan is really baffled. Because he done expanded hell and remodeled and made some more room for all them dead souls that's coming. And for him to find out that God ain't sending none down there, they all going to heaven, oh, that really messing with his mind. I believe he's talking to Jesus right now. Hey, Jesus, I know you ain't finna do that. You ain't gonna do that to me, are you? Yeah, him and Jesus talking about it right now because there's something wrong with that picture. Jesus don't lie. And Jesus didn't tell him that in the beginning. And Jesus didn't promise him that lately. He's saying, we know you don't tell lies. So is that true? Or are them preachers that tell that they lie? The devil get mad at all false preachers that start talking about everybody going to heaven. He get mad at them. So they lying to y'all and trying to fool him too. You can't fool the devil. He's been around too long. Tell the truth and shame the devil. You want to shame the devil? Just tell the truth. You want to shame the devil? Obey the truth. Otherwise, he ain't got no shame in this game. For as he's concerned, he winning. He telling God all the time, look here, Lord. See, I got most of the people right there. I got 90% of the population coming to hell with me. Huh? You think you're doing something? You ain't saving nobody. That little handful you got ain't nothing. I got the majority of them right here in hell already. Well, God is not discouraged. I'm going to tell you something. In heaven, there will be no vacancies. Heaven's going to be full. Matter of fact, compared to Satan and hell, it's already full. See, Satan got some demonic angels. God has a host, an innumerable crowd, spiritual servants. Can't even number them. Only God knows the number. We don't even have a number that God can use to explain it. If he said a trillion, 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 that still ain't enough. And trillion is all we know. All right now. God bless you. We're going to close out the broadcast tonight. We don't have any willing participants, and we're not going to go ahead and just keep rehearsing the same thing over and over again, because You already know that. You already heard that. You already understand what it means. There's no need to say the same words over and over again, because if you don't obey them now, you won't obey them later because you don't believe them. So God bless you. We're going to close out the broadcast tonight, and we're going to look forward to having you all on our next radio broadcast, which is Tuesday, the Lord willing, Tuesday of this week that's coming. Be on Tuesday, 7:30 Central Standard Time in the United States of America. Now, that I don't know if that's going to be Wednesday where you are, Wednesday morning, or if it's going to be midnight, Tuesday night. I don't know what time it's going to be where you are, but whatever time that is where you are, be back on Tuesday for the gospel radio broadcast, where we're going to preach the gospel, and we're going to offer and extend, as we always do, the invitation opportunity for those who desire to obey. We're going to tell you how you can do it. We can tell you where you got to go, what you got to do, and it's according to the scriptures, the word of God. All right. May God bless us all according to his grace and mercy. In Jesus' name. Good night, good day, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, goodbye.